Good morning to Jason Kantz in Eau Claire. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning. And you know what? It would help if I put the right... There we go. We got the new phone system. Got to press an extra button. Good morning. No, no, it's not. Now you're on speakerphone. So, all right, let me try to figure that out. All right. Let's see if I try that. All right, now I got you on speakerphone. All right, let's see. Now it's flashing, so good morning. How's that?
Good morning.
There we go. We want you on the radio, not speakerphone. All right.
I'll just keep saying good morning until we get to the right spot.
All right. Very good. All right. It is 5:45 in the morning. It's a Wednesday. Yeah, I was honestly, when I was walking the dogs yesterday, I was thinking of, it was a great afternoon, wasn't it, weather-wise yesterday?
It was wonderful, yeah.
We'd had the rain, and it was beautiful. And I was thinking, Lord, I love you, but I'm just not as much a Renaissance man as Jason. I thought of all the things that you're into. I mean, the latest, you know, and I was even telling the Lord, I'm like, he's into bumblebees. And he's into, you know, like writing and art, and he's a better cook than I am. And then it's just like, even like, was it magnolia trees you were talking about?
Yeah, I planted a magnolia tree in our front yard. I've been looking for something for our front yard for a while, and there are certain breeds of magnolias that you can grow this far north. And I think a mutual friend of ours had posted something about her magnolia tree, and so I was very excited, I think, to see that hers is blooming and hopeful that mine will be at some point here in the near future, next few years or so. But, yeah.
No, I mean, just you have a lot of interests and a lot of passions and a lot of things that you're good at. And then I was like, and it was like, well, I've got sports. I feel like that's one of the things that I'm really... I mean, even when we went to Houston, right, and we saw friends there, and it was like unexpectedly getting into sports trivia with Gary Moon.
That, you know, for me, that still remains a highlight of that trip. I mean, as wonderful as everything was about going to Houston, listening to the two of you banter back and forth about sports trivia was... really a highlight. I mean, it was a joy to hear the two of you. And I suspect it was refreshing for Gary as well. You know, here he's a world-renowned speaker on spiritual formation, and he gets to get into a van and talk about sports instead of kind of having to fall into the normal, you know, everybody fawning over his ideas about spiritual formation.
You know, it's interesting because he wrote, as is so often the case, he wrote a book that you read that I didn't. But I mean, what, Becoming Dallas Willard, right? Isn't that what it's called?
It's the biography of Dallas Willard, and really, really an exceptional book about an exceptional person. You know, I think earlier this year, just a couple weeks ago, I read A Burning in My Bones, which was about Eugene Peterson, who has been one of my big influences. But I would say equally, Dallas Willard has been a big influence on my life and my thinking. And there's really no one better positioned to have written that than Gary Moon. So.
And in fact, if there is someone, when it comes to spiritual formation in recent years, and Dallas left us, went to be with the Lord in 2013, Larry at the end of February, if there's somebody who was really close to Dallas Willard and Larry Krepp, really nobody more than Gary Moon.
Right. Yeah, he's probably the biggest conduit between the two of them. And I know Dallas and Larry had done some things together at times, but... You know, Gary was very connected with both of them. I think with Larry, they started this conversations journal that went on for a number of years, which was a journal about spiritual formation, and they did that with David Benner. And so, you know, I think it was really cool to have him there to be able to speak to not only Larry, but Dallas as well, even at that talk.
So. Yeah, so when you talked about, you mentioned in passing, Burning in My Bones, and at the same time, you are looking for somebody to be, is it, which book is it you're looking for somebody to record? I mean, are you going to read Letters to the Beloved, your upcoming book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I would like to read my own. You know, I think I have a decent voice, you know, but there's so much that I'm discovering As you said, I develop these interests in things, and the notion of recording audiobooks is more than just sitting down with a tape recorder, right? I mean, there are things related to the engineering side of things, mastering the audio, you know, something you'd be much more aware of than I am.
Right.
You know, I think there are those things, but even pacing,
yeah,
articulation, things like that. It's amazing. I did just a sample recording on a recording software and was amazed at how loud my breaths sound when I'm recording. So,
well, I we'll talk more about that. Wynn Collier found a guy named Richard Poe doing some, and apparently that's a great example. Jason, we'll talk to you tomorrow, friend.
Sounds good.
All right, there we go. Somebody's got a birthday today.
1, 2, 3, 4. Happy birthday to all of us to you. Happy
birthday
and all your dreams
are
true.
It's your birthday.
Caleb, we love you, man, and
great
to be able to celebrate your birthday today.
I don't work on my birthday. This is weird.
Surprise.
Please play your favorite tunes. We're starting off with, I think, your favorite group, Switchfoot. And we love you, and you embody so much of the love of the Lord. Love is the movement gets us going. On Caleb's birthday.
Thank you.
The WIB Wake Up Show.
Marriage then and now. Marriage back in the day. I see this with Catherine and Zach. They're always talking about how much they love each other, the books they're reading. And this morning, Phil recently returned from Florida. He drove a car back and he said, I saw a lot of armadillos. Do you know they're moving north? I think they're moving north. And then he said, wait, I'll Google it. And sure enough, you guys, armadillos are moving north. It's been happening for the last 100 years. They have been seen as far north as Illinois.
They can stay there.
Yeah. Phil's theory is because we have the Washington football team now, because there's some people have problems with certain connotations. He thinks the armadillo is bidding to get to be the mascot of, like, let's say, the Kansas City Chiefs. He thinks that's why.
Wow.
He thinks the armadillos are fame hungry.
Really? So they've made a 1-century-long, 100-year migration north just so they can become the mascot. Because you can't really say the Kansas City armadillos if they don't have armadillos there. So
they are, yes. And if they're seen in Nebraska, you know they're in Kansas City.
All right. Well.
And think of that armor. I mean, good defense,
right? You know, it's interesting.
Thought out, armadillos.
California Irvine is the anteaters. I don't know if anybody, any college is the armadillos.
We should look that up and see. I know there's one college out in SoCal that I think is the banana slugs, like UC Santa Barbara or something like that. So
I think what these teams need to do is make sure they pick an animal or people group or something that is not super sensitive or easily offended. And from what I can see of armadillos, they basically just keep their nose to the ground and do their business. So I think that'd be a cool name.
Huh. Who knew? From Dr. Phil Jacoby this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. We also talked about woodchucks. It was a pretty happy reunion.
How much wood could they chuck? It's coming up. It's about that time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB, Caleb, Mark, and Susan. 60 degrees. We're hanging tight at 7:48. And right around this time, middle of the week, Wednesday morning, we try and send you through the rest of your week with a smile on your face. Maybe a grin, maybe a chuckle, maybe even a guffaw if we get really, really fortunate. And we do that by taking something that irks you, that bothers you, and setting it to song. We call it pet peeves put to music. And a little self-indulgence today, because I am turning 34 today. Actually, I already have turned 34. And so there's just some things, Susan, about getting older that you don't necessarily, they don't tell you. They don't tell you as you're so excited for each birthday successively when you're a young man or a young woman. And they don't tell you that rather than learning and growing every year, you actually start going the opposite direction. Your body starts deteriorating as you get older. So this is my pet peeve put to music about being that old dad.
Yay.
My body's getting older. I know that is the truth. And birthdays just remind me of the twilight of my youth. Those AARP mailings, they mock me every day. And let's not even go there, 'cause I know how much I weigh. Never thought I'd have this many opinions on property taxes. And yes, my shorts have lots of pockets. I have a favorite armchair. I groan when I get up. I'll fall asleep no matter how much caffeine's in my cup. I love to whine about how much my back and my knees hurt. I'm older but not wiser, so please pass me the dessert. Please pass the dessert.
That is outstanding.
Another triumph. So good.
One of your best.
Happy birthday.
10 before 8. Mercy me.
Mercy.
But beware. If you're my age, you might be sore tomorrow.
All right. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, and we're celebrating Caleb's birthday and with a ton of candy. And the thing is that Caleb's very disciplined in terms of his restraint, at least what we see around the office.
Well, not so much on
weekends.
Well,
he obviously is because he's buff.
Yeah. The thing is that we did pick up on you talking about, just in the last week, about your love for peanut M&Ms, which Susan brought in. And I've got, on top of it, all sorts of Reese's treats for you this morning.
Wow. I didn't know he was getting presents.
The ultimate and the regular and the peanut lovers and this one with pretzels.
Here's the thing. I feel like peanut butter and chocolate is not like Adam and Eve, but it is one of God's best pairings.
It is.
So
you are correct.
Also, again, when Steve Snyder's memorial service, I did A to Z for Steve.
Aww. And
that was awesome.
The thing is that Steve was not with us. He'd gone to be with the Lord. But you're with us on your 34th birthday.
Yes.
So we've got 34 words for 34 years.
Oh, Mark. Wow. That's
so we're
going
to give it a shot, all right?
All right, let's hear it.
Here we go, from A to Z, too. So,
okay.
And even as I do this, I'm like, I didn't put disciplined in there. So even as I begin, I'm like, how did I leave that one out? Here we go. Animated movies. Has anyone seen more of these than you?
Maybe my kids. Train them up.
Amazing how much you do and achieve. Brother in Christ and a great brother to your many siblings.
For sure.
Your conscience. You are clearly the conscience of this show.
Absolutely.
I've said that for a long time.
And thank goodness.
Christ follower, your love for Jesus is palpable. And the other C is Cooper. You love and delight in your son.
Yes.
And we see that. You're dedicated and determined. Need I say more? On to excellence. In so many ways, you embody this in pursuit and performance. Family. You're a family man who deeply loves his family.
Yes.
Fortitude. You have great resolve. Godly. You live with an ongoing God consciousness and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So, hardworking. You're incredibly hardworking. Take some time off. Integrity. We have long thought that you're a man of deep integrity.
Yes.
Introvert and incredible ideas man.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, you love him. He's your master. Kindness, you truly are kind and thoughtful. You were just telling us a story, I think, off air, and you said if I did that, it would have been unkind.
I know.
There we go. Lindsay and Lily, I admire and appreciate your deep love for your wife and your oldest daughter. You're a man of God. You're really a great example of what a man of God is and should be. See, this would be like we were speaking at his funeral, but he's with us still at 34.
But I'm about to die of embarrassment. So.
I know, but just let us love you.
Humble yourself and receive, brother. All right. Nora, you love your strong-willed baby daughter who God uses to really stretch you.
She's so adorable.
Outstanding. You just really stand out in your godly pursuit of excellence in everything you do. Perfection. You diligently pursue this in so many ways. Quick-minded. Your mind is sharp. Listen to this morning's pet peeve song put to music about aging. Righteous. You really, truly hunger and thirst for what's right in everything. Sports. I love talking sports with you and love that we are both fans of the same team. The Badgers.
That works out well.
Brewers and Packers. And we both dislike the same teams, like the one to the West. Teachable. I appreciate those times that you've acknowledged an error or shortcoming and your continual openness to improving for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Useful. You just said recently you want to be useful for the Lord, and oh, are you? Vocabulary.
For sure.
I've always admired and appreciated your great use of words. Wibwoko, you've given so much for the stations in so many ways. Finally, last card here. You're almost done suffering through this. X is tough, but I came up with extra. Come on now. You so embody doing more than is asked
above
for. From
and
200
beyond.
Shotguns, which are like drops between the music, to over 50 sports music bumpers and so much more. Why? I'm going with yes. Your life just screams yes. All things are possible in Christ Jesus. And finally, last but not least, Z is for zeal. You have an undying, unquenchable zeal and love for your creator and redeemer that blesses so, so many. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. I thought Z was going to be for catching some Z's.
Not part of your life yet. Thank you, Mark. That was, both of us feel that way, but he took the time to do it. What a gift. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm honored and humbled.
Parents, if you've had a toddler, if you have a toddler now, we're about to explain to you the laws that they live by.
Yeah, toddler property laws.
Yeah.
Here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Ready? Here we go. If I like it, it's mine.
True. If it's in my hand, it's mine.
If I can take it from you, it's mine.
Yeah. Toddler property laws here on the WIB Wake Up Show. If I had it a little while ago, it's mine.
If it's mine, it must never appear to be yours in any way.
If I'm doing or building something, all of the pieces are mine.
All of them.
Boy, if it looks just like mine, it's mine.
Uh-huh. And if I think it's mine, it's mine.
Toddler property laws here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Does that hold true in your life?
Have you guys ever, when your toddler has like a little piece of food or something, you say, can I have a bite? And they give you the tiniest little crumb and they hand it to you because it's theirs, right?
And here's the thing. I consider that a win. Like if my 3-year-old shares something that she really loves, for instance, she has M&Ms or something like that.
Yeah.
When she shares, I'm like, this is a spark of God's goodness and
of
grace.
Selflessness.
And like, so I'm just like, I praise you, Lord, that I'm seeing just a small reflection of Jesus in my toddler.
Attitude because, adjustment.
Yeah, she You're does right. not like giving things up. But she does love Lauren Daigle.
Yay.
This is for Nora this morning.
And we love Nora.